If we look deeper into the topic of Hashem's different forms of judgment, we see that besides that it is based on true justice and reward, but it's also based on the nature of each creation. We've already explained that when someone does a good deed, it inherently strengthens a person and perfects him. Both his physical body and spiritual self are elevated and empowered. The opposite holds true for an avera. It weakens a person, darkens him, makes him chaser. The level of perfection, or chisaron, is precisely attuned to the deeds that a person has done, not a drop less or a drop more. Someone who's a tzaddik, who has formed within himself a great light, or a gadol, a zohar of beautiful deeds, of mitzvahs, yet at the same time has some evil deeds that create a mixture of light and dark. As long as there is this taruvus, this confusion within him of light and dark, of good and evil, and it's not perfect, he isn't prepared to connect and be meduvuk to Hashem Yisbarach. And that's why Hashem decreed in His wisdom that each person has to have a method to clear the slate and wipe away the darkness. That's the general purpose of Yisurim in this world, all forms of suffering. They have this ability to remove the sin from a person so that he remains pure and good. The level of Yisurim is always commensurate to the amount of darkness and imperfection within a person. And it's possible that simple physical suffering isn't sufficient to remove the chisaron, and then it's unfortunately necessary for a person to suffer spiritual and emotional pain as well in order to perfect him. There are so many details that Hashem takes into account that it's impossible, simply impossible, for a humanly mind to incorporate them all. We can't wrap our head around the depth of the cheshbon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into every single iota of what a person goes through. However, the truly evil people, those whose evil deeds have become so overwhelmingly a part of them, and they have so much darkness that they pashut destroyed themselves, both physically and spiritually, and there simply is no way to redeem them so that they can connect Hashem Yisbarach. However, they have done some good deeds always, and those good deeds have to be rewarded. These deeds aren't the kind of good deeds which have the power to tip the scales, and they aren't deep enough or intrinsic enough to reflect upon the nature of the person, to change what the person is, not by the sheer amount of deeds, because there aren't many, nor by the essence of even one good deed. If one good deed would be qualifiable enough, it would be deep enough, it would be true enough, it would change the person. If they would have done even some good deeds, which would be powerful enough to change the person and move him away from his overwhelmingly evil nature, he would be redeemable. But we are talking about a level beyond that. And the person is so entrenched and has so altered what he is to something evil that these sparse good deeds just won't change that. They just don't have the ability. They don't reflect on the person. They don't change what he is. And therefore, Hashem finds a way to repay these good deeds in this world, because this chusim have to be repaid. And that's actually a favor to the person, that their mitzvahs get a reward. And otherwise, there would be simply no way to repay their mitzvahs. They can't get their reward in the world to come. They're just not capable. They've sufficiently destroyed themselves to effect that they're not capable of getting it anywhere else. So it's a chesed that they get it here. So we shouldn't look at it as a punishment that they get paid up their reward in this world and they don't get paid it up in next world. They don't get paid it up in next world because they can't get paid up in next world. And therefore, it's a kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays it up to them in this world.